Listener production.
Hi, and welcome to Queensland News. It's Courtney Thomas with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Here's what we're covering Wednesday, June 29. Report demands action to address government culture. Escaped prisoner arrested. And woman dies from medical episode while snorkeling. First, the review of integrity into the Queensland Public Service has been handed down with 14 recommendations. Among them is whistleblowers be protected by the government, as well as development and continual reinforcement of a common framework to determine appropriate relationships among ministers, their staff and senior public service officers, saying the tone set at the top is essential. Professor Peter Coldrake was tasked with the review following allegations of interference from public servants. A 19-year-old man who allegedly escaped from a North Queensland correctional facility with two other men on Monday night has been arrested. Patrolling officers reportedly located the man in a stolen Mazda in Townsville last night. He was arrested and charged alongside another woman. He's due in court today while the two other male prisoners remain on the run. A bit further south now, when a woman has died after suffering a medical episode while snorkeling during a tour boat trip in the Whitsundays. The woman in her 50s was in the water on Tuesday afternoon when she suffered an episode. It's understood the boat crew performed CPR and she was rushed ashore at Airlie Beach to meet with emergency services, but they were unable to save her. It's the second death to occur in the Whitsundays in a week. Meanwhile, it's been almost 2 months since Australian mother Tani Shanks went missing in Mexico. In their last efforts to get a breakthrough in the case, her Queensland family have hired a private investigator. Her brother Dan revealing they've had nothing but dramas working with authorities in a North American nation, claiming it took them more than 3 weeks for his sister's files to be passed on to the private investigator. And finally now, a new $15 million state government investment in tourism experiences begins mid-July. It's all to help Queensland operate its fast-track new and enhanced visitor attractions.
This $15 million fund is about providing grants from the Queensland government between $50,000 and $200,000 to match with private sector investment to see new experiences, new opportunities develop.
Tourism Minister Sterling Hinchliffe there. For more information and guidelines, visit www.dtis.qld.gov.au. Checking sport now and some changes for our Queensland NRL team. Carl Felt returns to the Cowboys round 16 lineup following injury, and Broncos captain Adam Reynolds will suit up again for Brisbane, making the Queensland Derby this weekend that much more exciting, while the Titans are gearing up for their game against the Knights, with the Gold Coast welcoming back second rower David Fifita. And in the AFL now, Brownlow medalist Lachie Neale will be a Brisbane Lion until at least the end of 2026. Midfielder re-signing with the club for a further 3 seasons. Here's Neale telling teammates he'll be a Lion for life.
So I won't be going anywhere. We couldn't be happier to finish our career here. We feel like this is home now. We've absolutely loved our time and can't wait for what's to come.
And to stay up to date with all the latest local news, download the Listener app.
Listener.